updates on injuries Hruki did.
I'm going to go see right after this. But, you know, Hruki did something to his groin. Hangouter did something to his PCL, I believe. Slight strain. But we'll know more a little bit later when all those guys have been checked out.
Which of the guys who missed yesterday you hope for or most optimistic about getting back?
LaFell, Edwards, probably the most. And then we'll see how James Anderson, Godfrey, and Stewart are. And Byers.
Were you surprised Juan wasn't able to go, and how did you think I stepped up?
I wouldn't say surprised, disappointed. I'd love to have had him out there, but very pleased with the way Frank Kirsch played. He played very well. He took his game to a whole new level. You know, he did some really good things the last couple of weeks in practice. You know, I guess when he got demoted and he got the opportunity to come back up, he's made the most of it. He has played very well the last few weeks when he's been active, so I'm very pleased with the effort he's given. I thought Nate Chandler, as a rookie, another rookie who's getting a lot of playing time, took a big step yesterday. A couple of good real pass rushes, held the point very nicely. He was stout at the point of attack versus the run, so he's come along nicely. And then Andre Neblett is starting to really play the way that he has played in the past, and that was a big plus for us. In fact, on the interception, he helped cause that by the inside pressure he put on the quarterback immediately. So those guys all got opportunities because of Dewan's absence, and they stepped up and took advantage of it. Sione Fu was good as well. I don't want to forget Sione. Sione's just solid and very steady.
How satisfying was it, Ron? With I know you going in, you wanted to get those young guys playing more. How satisfying was it to get those young guys playing more and then for them to play so well and get the win?
Well, it's very satisfying because then you know the coaches are doing what they're supposed to, and that's they're not just coaching up the guys that play all the time, but coaching the guys that are in the background, the backups, and to see those guys get their opportunities to step up and do things well. You know, on the offensive side, you look at it, you know, Joe Adams, Armani Edwards got opportunities and played very well. You know, see Amini, you know, and listening to Coach talk about the offensive line, you know, the arrow is definitely trending up. You watch his run blocking techniques has improved so much. His pass pro has improved so well. You know, you get excited about those things. You know, you watch the tight ends, especially Gary Barnage, you know, playing as much as he has and seeing him improve weekly. So there's a lot of good things that are going on with these young guys that we're trying to really evaluate as we go forward.
Last 4 weeks, camps at 11 combined touchdowns, no interceptions, no turnovers. The offense is obviously improved. What do you attribute all that to?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, it's about, you know, continued development and getting things and understanding things. And then I also got to say, you know, our protection has been very good too. You know, those guys have done a really nice job since Denver, and they've played well as a group. So that's a good thing. And you know, I think we've settled on who those starting five are going to be for us going forward, you know, in these next three games. So I think that's been a big contributing factor as well. Is that, you know, he's confident, he's comfortable back there. He has time to make his reads. He's making good decisions on his reads. His playmakers are making plays. I mean, Steve Smith, even though he didn't have a touchdown, you know, over 100 yards receiving again, a couple of key third down catches, big catches over the middle. I mean, just, you know, his overall play has been continues to be great, you know, for a veteran player like him to do those things. Our tight ends are making big contributions. And then the play of our running backs, you know, I think with D'Angelo the last couple of weeks and Michael Tolbert has been giving him a little something he really hadn't had in the past. You're starting to see him throw those check downs a little bit more and more too, which has really helped open up the ball, the areas downfield, you know. And then
I think you talked about Cam, his confidence too just seems to be
very, very much so, and he's playing with the swagger he had. And I think, you know, I think he's learned to also, you know, handle the disappointment that we've had this year. And that, I think, has really helped him too. And as we go forward, we talk about the other facets of what we do. Special teams has been very good. You know, our new kicker seems to be getting comfortable. You know, he was 3-for-3 yesterday. Our punter punted very well, and our coverage teams have been very good. So all the things seem to be coming together. You know, unfortunately, it's at this time of year.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating.
Oh, yes, it really is. And like I said yesterday, that's the hard part.
Seems like you guys have really found balance on offense, not just with the run and pass, but also the types of rushes that you're having.
Well, that and personnel groupings again. You know, we were in 12 personnel, I think about 20 snaps at least. I really don't know the exact number, but I believe it's around 20, 22 snaps. And last year, you know, 12 personnel was a big part of what we did. And we've gotten back to that. I think a big part has been really the emergence of Gary Barnage coming back off of the broken ankle. I think that's really helped us because he is also a vertical threat as well. So, you know, you're starting to see us use and exploit those different formations with that 12 personnel because it also helps Greg Olsen. And you've seen the last few weeks, Greg's made some really big plays for us offensively.
When and why did you decide not to start Norman?
Last week, and wanted to see what Josh Thomas could do in a starting role. And then also wanted to, yesterday, find an opportunity to play Dockery. And I figured half a game would be a pretty good opportunity to see what Dockery could do. I think the big thing and the overlying message there is that, you know, it's about seeing who can make plays when you get opportunities, and that's what we're looking for.
Was there an exchange between Captain and Norman that led to this decision?
No, not at all. That's my decision, nobody else's decision. I'm the one who made that decision. And I wanted to see, and I've told these coaches that I want to see different guys. Like, I want to watch Joe Adams and see what Joe can do. I want to watch Armani and see what Armani can do. As I said before, this is about going forward, and this is about playing guys, you know. We've activated guys off the practice squad because we believe they deserve it. Well, Armon Smith is a great example, and I love the way he returned his kicks, and then he got his opportunity to cover a kick and made a tackle at around the 11-yard line. I mean, those are the things that we're looking for as we go forward.
Norman had started the first 12 games. What did you see Thomas or not see in Josh?
Well, the biggest thing I see in Josh Thomas is his physical play. He's very physical, almost at the point where he gets himself in trouble and it hurts us. The Kansas City game is a great example. He's overly aggressive there, but I like that in his nature, and I wanted to see what he can do in a starting role.
Big week for you, I guess, San Diego. What are your emotions, especially with what Norv?
Well, first foremost, I'm very fond of Norv. You know, he's given me my opportunity again, and I really do appreciate everything he's done for me. He is, you know, a very good coach. He really is. And it is going to be weird on the other sideline, having been in San Diego for four seasons, an area that I really enjoyed coaching there. I mean, it really is, and it's a good organization, a lot of good people there. I know they're struggling. Our seasons kind of mirror each other. You know, expectations were a lot higher, and we had some bad, crazy things happen. But having said that, I do look forward to going back to San Diego. I think it's going to be a neat opportunity to play against a good football team. And, you know, they played very well yesterday against Pittsburgh. So this, you know, if we both carry this momentum into the game, we should have a good football game. It should be an exciting game.
You talk to him?
Norv? Yeah. About once every other week. You know, we haven't talked in the last week, so we won't talk until I see him on Sunday. But, you know, he really has been tremendous. He really has.
I know you guys obviously needed this win, but how do you try to bottle up this win? How do you try to not celebrate it too much and stay focused and get to next week?
Well, I'm going to use it. Are you kidding? I'm going to pound it at these guys and I'm glad they said it. A lot of them said it. The disappointing thing is that's what we can be. We know that. I mean, based on what we did, how we did it, who we did it with. I mean, you know, that's the disappointment. You know, when he asked the question or made the statement that, you know, we have found balance. We have, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't do it sooner. And I don't know if we didn't do it sooner as much as we just didn't finish certain games that we should have.
How much of what you guys do, you know, is similar to what you did either offensively or defensively or even the way you organize practice compared to what you saw under Norv?
There's some similarities. I know offensively there's some similarities because Chud and Norv had a very good working relationship. And for the most part, you know, Chud had really trained under Norv and people that have worked with Norv. So there is that. Defensively, we do some things, especially in the coverage techniques that we use when we were in San Diego. And honestly, when I put on some of the San Diego tape this morning, I see some of those things they still employ. So it'll be kind of a chess match to see, you know, who can disguise it the best and use it at the right time. I'd like to believe we know each other well enough that it should be an interesting matchup.
Your thoughts just about his uncertain future, kind of, as you said, kind of mirroring yours here?
I'd rather not on that. I mean, you know, I just wish Coach the best. We're good? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.